Part 4. Now turn to Part 4. You will hear part of an interview with Stacey Peterson, a young designer who makes theatre costumes. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Stacey Peterson is a costume designer. She's only 25 years old, but she has been working in the theatre for years. How did it all start, Stacey?
When I was at university, I used to live with Mary, a good friend of mine. She worked as an actress, and one day she gave me a ticket to see her play at the theatre. That was my lucky day because I met her director. She loved the coat I was wearing, and when I told her I had designed it and made it, she offered me a job.
And what do you enjoy most about making theatre costumes?
It's hard to say, really. I like to see the actors perform the play for the first time in my costumes. I must admit I get a little nervous in the beginning, especially when it's a famous play, because I'm not sure whether the audience will like the costumes. But what I really like is working in different teams in each play. People are always friendly and very creative.
Is it a difficult job?
Some designers think it's very stressful. For instance, for our next play, we have to create 30 costumes in just 1 month. I'm very organized, so I'm the only one in our team who doesn't feel stressed. But I am going to use recycled leather for the first time, and that worries me a bit.
And what about inspiration? Where do you get your ideas from?
There are a lot of fashion shows here in London, and I wish I had time to go and see them, but I don't. In the early days, I used to go to the library and borrow books on fashion, but these days I spend a lot of time researching photos online.
What plans have you got for the future?
I would like to go back to university and do another degree. Maybe something to do with film directing. But I probably won't. Studying and working at the same time is very hard. I'll keep working, but I might stop making clothes for a while. I'd love to design and make hats and shoes.
And what should our teenage listeners do if they want to be like you in the future?
Well, it's not necessary to know a lot about theatre. I mean, if they like seeing plays, that's fine, but they will learn a lot about it when they start working. It's more important to do a degree in fashion at a good university and do different creative courses such as photography and drawing.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Stacey. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Now listen again.
Stacey Peterson is a costume designer. She's only 25 years old, but she has been working in the theatre for years. How did it all start, Stacey?
When I was at university, I used to live with Mary, a good friend of mine. She worked as an actress, and one day she gave me a ticket to see her play at the theatre. That was my lucky day because I met her director. She loved the coat I was wearing, and when I told her I had designed it and made it, she offered me a job.
And what do you enjoy most about making theatre costumes?
It's hard to say, really. I like to see the actors perform the play for the first time in my costumes. I must admit I get a little nervous in the beginning, especially when it's a famous play, because I'm not sure whether the audience will like the costumes. But what I really like is working in different teams in each play. People are always friendly and very creative.
Is it a difficult job?
Some designers think it's very stressful. For instance, for our next play, we have to create 30 costumes in just 1 month. I'm very organized, so I'm the only one in our team who doesn't feel stressed. But I am going to use recycled leather for the first time, and that worries me a bit.
And what about inspiration? Where do you get your ideas from?
There are a lot of fashion shows here in London, and I wish I had time to go and see them, but I don't. In the early days, I used to go to the library and borrow books on fashion, but these days I spend a lot of time researching photos online.
What plans have you got for the future?
I would like to go back to university and do another degree. Maybe something to do with film directing, but I probably won't. Studying and working at the same time is very hard. I'll keep working, but I might stop making clothes for a while. I'd love to design and make hats and shoes.
And what should our teenage listeners do if they want to be like you in the future?
Well, it's not necessary to know a lot about theatre. I mean, if they like seeing plays, that's fine, but they will learn a lot about it when they start working. It's more important to do a degree in fashion at a good university and do different creative courses such as photography and drawing.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Stacey. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
That is the end of part four. That is the end of the test.